Celia stepped out onto the porch in time to see Rusko grab Stam by the collar and dunk his head in a rain barrel. Stam came up sputtering, but Hog forced him back down again, then pulled him up, coughing and half blind as he was hauled to the steps and tossed over them to land hard on the cobbles.
Sleep it off! You're banned from the store for a year, and that includes sending your women in to buy for you.
He turned, coming nose to nose with Celia, and pulled up short.
First your men break John Dyer's arm, and now you're banning the whole Taylor family because Stan's a cow's back end.
Hog painted a guileless smile on his face, a look Celia had seen taken many trusting fools over the years.
Let's talk in my office.
He led her through the shop, looking not at all chagrined at what he'd just done. Folk eyed him as he walked, expressions a mix of respect and fear. This little scene would be the talk of the town before day's end. They went to his office, which Hog unlocked with a warded key from a ring chained to his belt. The door was thick gold wood banded with steel, and the lock was warded silver. Celia would bet her spinning wheel there was a bit of demon horn or bone under the metal of both key and lock. Jenny wasn't the only one who'd studied ward craft with Renna Bales.
Come in. Come on, come in.
The door swung open. Rusko stepped back, allowing Celia to enter the room. The store was cold on purpose, to keep food fresh longer, but two fireplaces kept Hog's office delightfully warm, helping drive the winter ache from her joints.
And a social call, Rusko.
Celia came in and took her customary seat.
Oh, doesn't mean we can't have a drink while you give me a list of who's mad at me now.